risen. Praise, come on, release your fruit of lips. Lord, we give you praise. You're worthy. You're worthy. Dependable, dependable.
You are dependable.
Oh, Jesus.
Suck it.
In this room, hand over your life to him. Don't play church. It's no time to be quiet. Pray loudly. Let the enemy hear you. Say, Lord, I hand over my life, my health, my marriage, my family to you in the name of Jesus. Is there anybody praying? I hand over my life to you in the name of Jesus. Come on, go ahead. Spend some time. Spend some time. I can hear you. I hand over my life to you. Everything. Any nice thing anybody has to say about me? I hand everything to you. Now go ahead and begin to talk about your concerns. The evil news you've heard. Anything about your health. Anything about your finance. Anything about your business. Why don't you talk to God about it? Tell him to step in. Anything about your family, tell him to step in. I can't hear you, church. Do you believe God is a prayer answering God? Tell him to step in. When I pray, it's not when God knew about the circumstance. But when I pray, I give him the absolute permission to step in. Tell him to step in. Tell him to step in. Oh, shatara baba baba baba. Koroboko soto roboko shitari. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Your word says, would you arise and shine? Because our light has come. As we reflect you, O God, let everything stand still. As we bow before you, let things bow before us. No cross, no X, no evil, ill-spoken word of men will come to pass in our lives. You will never hand us over to the will of our adversaries. The counsel of the Lord shall stand. Thank you, Father. Within the short time that we have, Lord, speak your word. Amen. Let it come. Since you inspired the writing of the word, let it come with power. Amen. Inspire the speaking. Amen. So that both the speaker and the hearer will be catapulted to where they belong. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a hand, somebody. Not me, the Lord. Is that the best you can do for the Lord? Come on, give the Lord a hand. Let me get started by welcoming the person on your left and your right and say you're welcome to COSA. This is a church you heard about. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. Thank you, guys. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Tap your neighbor, say to them, in case you're here, they're here for the first time, or they're here after a long time, say, my light has come. That's the way. That's the reason why I'm dancing the way I'm dancing. That's the reason why I'm praying the way I'm praying. That's the reason why I'm smiling the way I'm smiling. Because my light has come. Arise. Shine. We understand that the word shine there is the Hebrew word or, from which you have iron ore. It means reflect. You are not the light. Please wake up. I'm not a self-made man. There's no achievement in the kingdom. There's only a receivement. Arise, reflect. Just in case you didn't understand what I said, your light has come. You're not the light. That's why I said, I'm the light of the world. You are the light of the world. James 1:17, all good and perfect gifts come down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. So is the Father of lights. Is the Father, but there are lights. Arise, reflect, for your light has come. And he explains how your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So we began to share, I'm still going to share till 22. That's why I'm sharing every day. But we began talking about how we ought to arise. We ought to arise with a vision. We ought to arise with power. I will share many things with you. But today, arise with eternity in mind. You can arise if you are living for here. Arise with eternity in mind. Allow me to start by sharing with you. I will read the scripture. Then I will exit it to where I can get to, where time can permit me. Then I will continue tomorrow. You must arise with eternity in mind. In Luke chapter 12, verse 32, Luke 12, 32, the Bible says, do not fear, little flock. The first thing you must address as a child of God is take fear out. I've never counted, but I heard from many preachers that God said in 366 places, fear not, in case there's a leap year. Because 365 we have in a year, days we have in a year. In case it's a leap year, God is still telling you, fear not. It's a little flock. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the body of Christ. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the kingdom. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Settle that. It is not the pleasure of the person that talked down on you. It's not the pleasure of the person that didn't greet you in church. Or the person that doesn't talk to you at work. It is the Father's pleasure. The word Father is from the Greek word pater, or Hebrew word haba. That means source. It is the pleasure of the source to give you the kingdom. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will reign in this life of Christ Jesus. And you will reign in life to come in the name of Jesus. Please, I want you to know that I understand that whoever leaves father, mother, you leave stuff, and you follow Jesus, you will reap in this life a hundredfold and in the life to come. Bible says, physical exercise profits little. But godliness is a great gain. Has promises of the life that now is and life that is to come. I pray you not fail in the both in the name of Jesus. That amen is low. I say I pray you not fail in the both in the name of Jesus. I want to read to 35 because of time. The Bible says in verse 33, sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags. Where would the money bags be? Which do not grow old. My God. a treasure in heaven that does not fail. Where thieves, where no thieves approaches, nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, your heart will also be there. Verse 35, let your ways be guarded and your lamps be burning. Maybe I'll get there on Friday. I'm going to pick it verse by verse as the Lord helps us. But announce to your neighbor, let your ways be guarded and your lamps be burning. Hallelujah. First thing I want to say to you as I begin to exegete God's word is that you must arise with eternity in mind. You must arise with a kingdom mindset in mind. You see, you don't spend 5 minutes with me. It doesn't matter how much you pray. It doesn't matter how much you study. It doesn't matter how much you claim to be close to God. If you spend 5 minutes with me, I can tell whether you only know about the glory of the earth or the glory you know about the two of them. Listen to me and listen close. God doesn't have a problem with you looking nice, living in a good house, having a good job, earning money. But if that's all you pray about, that's all you live for, there's a problem with your Christianity. You can't be a good Christian. You can't be a friend of God if you don't operate, if you don't arise in 2023 with eternity in mind. You'll be making some demands and God will be surprised. First thing I want you to know, I know you don't get me yet, but please follow me. I have a lot to say. The world system wants to intimidate you. They are bogus in the way they operate. So it is human psychology to think the majority are correct. That's why the Bible says, don't fear. Don't fear. Why some of you don't have Christ on your page is because you are afraid that somebody will come for you. Who are you coming for? If they are coming for you, who are you coming for? Some of you are bold as unbelievers, but you became a Christian and you started burying your head now. I didn't know there were Christians in my school until I became a Christian. Because they used to follow the second gate. We had a place, some of you enter that place in your school, SUB, Student Union Buttery. It was when we left school that Christians will now enter the SUB. I was surprised to know that there were Christians on campus. Even though they prayed on the field, second gate. I didn't know there were Christians. In the name of Jesus, in your career, you will take over. Amen. You'll be the first. Amen. He that is from above is above all in prominence and in excellence. That's what the Amplified says. The KJV says that is from above is above all. I pray in the name of Jesus, you'll not be behind. Amen. I say God is taking someone from the back to the front. Amen. So it's human psychology that you think the majority is right. That's why you are indulged in challenges. You don't even know the beginning. Oh, I mentioned I want to say it again. So I was talking to somebody and the person mentioned a slang that they used to use in cults. And I said, where did you hear that? Oh, somebody they used to follow on social media said that. You don't even know the source. You see, the soldiers at the police, or I don't know, the guards at the Buckingham Palace, they march back and forth. And they still march here today. Nobody asks questions. Why do we march? Why do we go back and forth? To keep something? No. A princess planted a lily many years ago. And for nobody to uproot it, please God, you be exchanging throughout the day till the lady comes out and is stabilized. Until today, they are still marching back and forth. What I'm talking about right now is a major one. In case you've been wondering, why do I sleep when I read my Bible? Why do I not pray the way I'm supposed to? It's because you're not eternity conscious. You may be doing well in your career. I don't have a problem with that. I want you to do well in your career. You may have some money. You may have a good car. I don't have a problem with that. I love it when you prosper. God wishes that above all things that you prosper and be in health. You may live in a good house. You may be carried away and cocky because you travel. Maybe twice a year, once a year. Listen to me. All of that, if that's what you live for, you're not living with eternity in mind. Some would even take 10 pictures. They have a day they would do photo shoots when they travel. And we're posting it bit by bit. And you say, huh, Jesus. Jekio go reyo. Jekia no shele. Ha. Ha ye leti. Omumumbo. Atodore uluwa. If that's what you go from mountain to mountain praying about, you are the one I was sent to this morning. You're the one I'm talking about. Is there something wrong with you expecting things from God? No. The expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. But if all you expect from God is the earthly things, you don't understand why you're not stable as a Christian. Arise! Shine. The way you're living your life, you're not eliminating God. There's something I've seen about the world. The world wants you to think. They even call themselves up. We're about to launch something. Oh, yeah. See, theocracy is not democracy. Check the Bible from the beginning to the end. Sometimes it's only one person that is seeing God's mind. And God will stay. God wanted to destroy the whole world. The family of Noah alone stood out. But some of you, you do things. I asked someone close to me, why are you voting for this person? He said, because everybody... I'm a young person and all the youth wants this person. What do you know about that person? I don't know. I said, well, I don't have a problem with that person. But don't do things because people are doing it. Narrow is the way that leads to heaven. But wide or broad is the way that leads to destruction. You must be careful. There are things everybody is doing that may not necessarily be God. There are good things that may not be God things. And I'm not trying to confuse you. I know of a truth that God does not follow the crowd. Gideon, who was called Jerubbaal, wanted to fight the Midianites. And he was brandishing about the crowd. And God said, no, there are too many for me. There are too many. Gideon told God, even these people, they are not enough for the people that we're about to fight. He said, they're too much for me. And God says something that I want you to think about. He said, the people who are with you, there are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand. There are too many for me to give the Midianites. Because lest Israel claim glory for itself against me. Just for that reason. God said, there are too many. And God reduced them. You know the story. How God reduced them to 10,000? From there, he reduced them to 300. He said, I will test them for you. Even with 300, he didn't use them. Who wants to go to a battle? You'll be blowing trumpet. I'm coming, oh. I'm coming, oh. Then you break a clay pot. Who does that? No gun, no knife, no nothing. I want you to please, please check your Bible. Which instrument the Israelites had ever before in the Bible? When they approached the wall of Jericho, which instrument did they have with them? In fact, there was a time that a sword was scarce. Which weapon did God's people have? God was their defense. Listen to me. If what gives you joy is the money you have in the bank, you have to wake up. God will take anything away that will take his glory. I'm telling you. I'm your pastor. I'm telling you. You will see yourself fighting to keep the balloon on the swimming pool so you can swim. All your life, you are just fighting. My friend and I spoke many years ago. None of us have any car, the two of us. And we stood at the junction and we talked. And we concluded that when this fine has come, it will not be on our head, it will be on our feet. And he entered the cab and I went home. I pray in the name of Jesus. What you have, anything God has given you will be under your feet. Amen. You will not use God and love things, you will love God and use things. Can your amen be louder? I saw something on the internet. Let me read it to you. Don't let me read it. Google it. Because I may have another computer. The Church of England, they wanted to change the pronoun of God. Now, you can change your own pronoun and say you are not he. You are not she. You are they. You can. Everybody has a right to what they do. I just pray that your children will not. Because God, one of the reasons why God brought two godly people together is to have godly children. You see that in the book of Malachi. Some people will receive awards in heaven for raising a godly child. I pray in the name of... So, okay, if you want to change your pronoun, or I want to change my pronoun, it's my choice. Is it Jesus' choice? Has it come down to say, change, I don't want to be he or she, just address me now. Has he said that? I went to Turkey, Cyprus. All the paintings of Jesus, I'm telling you. I said, where is Jesus? It was a female. John the Baptist, John the Divine was a female. They painted Jesus as a female. They painted the two of them as same-sex lovers. Putting his head, romancing Jesus. I saw it. I went to Barnabas' tomb. I said, what? I never told you. I kept it to myself. That's the world you live in. The world has a way of making something that is bad, good, and making something good, bad. Go to school, 100 level, 200 level, and say, I don't have a boyfriend. They say, you are frustrated. You want to die. They used to call me Popsy in my 100 level because everything my dad said, so my roommates used to call me Popsy. Have I told you before? Any small thing, daddy, mommy, they took it out of me until I became wild. Have I told you before that my first 100 level, I was expecting them to ring for the assembly. I was too young. When they didn't ring, I asked my roommates. They didn't call for assembly. They don't call for assembly here. Wait, how do they monitor people that will go for lectures? They say, you can, it's possible for you to be at home and just drink and not go. I say, huh? They say, huh? I say, ha, my God. The world has a way. And somehow, the character, the disposition you have right now is basically somebody dictated it to you. You are not original anymore. You were original when you were a teenager, when you loved God. Even though your prayer was short, but you had God here. You had compassion. Now when you see people, even though you love them, you burn your face. Because the word has taught you not to laugh too much. There are things you've embraced. You can't arise. You can't be. You can't reflect God that way. I pray in the name of Jesus. After this session, you'll be a changed person. If you are a king, people can kill you. Immediately, they overthrow you. Nebuchadnezzar said to God, there's no one like me. God said, you'll be an animal. And he hopped from his throne. And he became an animal for 7 years. Guess what? Nobody sat on that throne for 7 years. The throne that controlled the world. Babylon. Babylon. Money came from Babylon. When you hear Babel, it's from Babylon. Let me say Babylon is from Babel. Confusion. When Nebuchadnezzar came back, he acknowledged God. Animals taught him. He went to the school of animals for 7 years. Animals taught him to, there is God. Though. Look at your neighbor and say, there is God. Though. So the world has a way of making you feel that way. I've never seen a Muslim cleric that is in a certain way and people are celebrating him. No, I've never seen. But you will see that with Christians. There's some things, even if you go on the internet, you will not see any Muslim do it. But you will see Christians. We have failed God. All the people doing this, they went to children's churches. We have failed God. When the children were there, We were not pointing them to eternity. That's why they turned up. See, if you go to Allen Avenue of those days, now is Lekki. If you go to Wuse 2, I don't know, Ademola de Tokumbo, at night, you see the glades, you see cars. Particularly if you go on Friday night or Saturday night, look at your neighbor and say, are you sleeping? Did you go out yesterday night? The glitz, the glamour, my God. Some people will just go with hazard. You see their cars, my God. You need to go to Knightsbridge in London. You see some cars wrapped in diamond, some cars wrapped in gold. There's a hotel I stayed with my friend on Park Lane. Oh, my God. They put some cars outside to attract you. My God. You see some Arabs. They fly with their cars. Anybody that tells you the world doesn't have glory, they are lying. They are lying. I have seen things, though. One of my friends was 50 years old many years ago. He celebrated his birthday at London Hotel, California, Los Angeles. Everybody on my table was a celebrity that you talk about. One rapper here, one guy was even talking to me. His name was, I don't want to mention names here. I said, I've heard about you. He said, I'm the one. Everybody on our table, we had to pay to come in. I have seen things. I've seen things. When people get to LA on Friday night, maybe they want something, they scream, they're like they've heard about it. I've seen things. When I get to New York, my mind just tells me that this was the glory that Satan showed Jesus. We were going to LaGuardia one day, one airport in the U.S., my wife and I. I saw Manhattan. I said, where is it? I asked the taxi driver. I said, where is this? Is it Manhattan? I said, I'm sleeping there this night. Say, you miss your flight. I said, I've canceled that flight. I'm sleeping here this night. Whoever tells you the world does not have glory, they are lying to you. I have seen glory, and I know what I'm talking about. But if you leave with those things in mind, you won't go far. In James chapter 4, verse 4, James chapter 4, verse 4, it says, adulterer and adulteresses. Now, there's nothing right to the adultery, but he's not talking about sleeping with someone you're not married to. He's talking about you're one day in church, another day you're in club, another time you're in this, you're not stable. That's the meaning of adulterers and adulteresses. I've never checked, but let's see what the Amplified says. Amplified. James chapter 4, verse 4. You are like unfaithful wives, okay? Having illicit affairs with the world, okay? Did you see that? And breaking your marriage vow to God. So we all have a marriage vow to God. We are here on earth for that reason. Listen to me. It's good to be promoted at work. It's good for your enemies to bow. But you are not here on earth. Jesus didn't leave you behind for all of that. That's what some people are living for. For here. For phone. For cars. Thank God you know. If it was a poor guy that said, vanity upon vanity, all is vanity, they wish Jesus. Hey, shut up. What have you seen? But it was Solomon. That at the end of his life, he said, vanity upon vanity. Listen to me. I'm not there yet, but I can see some things. I've enjoyed some of the things you want to pursue. And if I tell you, don't live for that, I know what I'm talking about. There was a couple in this church was living with a female politician. That woman will scratch her body. She told me in confidence. That woman will scratch her body once a month until she vomited a scorpion. She'll be all right. But she had power. Oh, if you saw her, you would say, oh, my God. Even after she told me, I hardly believed that, wow. Oh, those are the people that make powerful speeches. But behind, they have something they're dealing with. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will live and arise with eternity in mind. Amen. How do you think people who use their children for jazz, for money, or their mother, how do you think they will look at someone like you? They will hate you. If you dare come out of the internet and do something, they will hack you because they know they are going to hell. How can you have what I have and you're not going to hell? I pray in the name of Jesus. Apostasy shall not be your portion. Look at James 4:4, the Amplified Version. I've never read, but let me, it just didn't occur to me. Having illicit love affair, even though I read deeper things. There's a Bible called Septuagint. Write it down. You want to get it. All this will appear in English, up, down will be Greek. So you will understand what the Amplified will say. Are you getting what I'm saying? Having illicit love affair with the world and breaking your marriage vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is not Nigeria they're talking about? World is the name you call the kingdom that the devil started. Everything was started by God. Education, marriage, writing, law, everything. The devil brought the synthetic against the authentic. Just like Ishmael was doing well until Isaac came. He began to taunt. That's the reason. That's the same way the enemy is taunting the kingdom principles. Okay, try it after the service. Just post Jesus. They will leave you alone. Post your church. By the third time you post something, they will attack you. Try another thing. Ah, should I say you should try this? No, don't try it. Don't try it at all. Yesterday I was reading about two people doing competition of how to smoke Igbo. One person will take Kado, another person will take. And they showed it on the internet. People were hailing them. That's the world system for you. To make something wrong look like it's right. I pray in the name of Jesus. You will not join them. Amen. That man is not correct. So do you want to join them? So if you don't understand the morale behind the reason why you should live for eternity, there's no way you will live for eternity. It will be like, so far for a world. Enjoy for heaven. I enjoy here. I'm already in hell. Make I enjoy here. Die! Listen, second thing you need to know is that this world is transient. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Why we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. The things that don't exist right now. For the things that are seen, they are temporal. Marriage is temporal. God forbid. With long life, God will satisfy. If your spouse dies, that's the end of that marriage. I have coordinated more than maybe 5,000 weddings with people or alone in 24 years. What you read is, till death do us part. You can't be married to a dead body. Your job, the guy that was my friend in school, had first class. When he went to serve in Jaws, they killed him while he was. He never worked with a certificate. This is my friend. This is not a story I read in the book. He never worked. His name was Harry. He taught me how to cook. He never worked. He had first class in school. These things are transient, I'm telling you. If you have a brain problem where you work, they will take you abroad. They will, if you don't recover after 6 months, they will find someone to replace you. What are you talking about? I know what I'm talking about. Human beings are fickle. Organizations are fickle. Somebody left an organization out of sickness. He said, what pained me is not that they replaced me. They just moved on like I never existed. I said, Sit down there. That's why if you think you are something, I just look at you. I know you don't have experience. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You not live in shadows. That amen is not correct. Or you want to live in shadows? I say you not live in shadows. In the name of Jesus, God will help you. When you meet Jesus, he will not tell you well, he will tell you well done. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Don't worry, I will still exegete when they said don't invest in your bags, invest where thieves are. But let me quickly say this. I wish when I get to heaven, you know, I've not started the message. I'm just introducing the message. When we get to heaven, I wish they will say, Pastor Biono, how you did? Will you go to hell or go to heaven? I will say, I'll go. Who are the people in hell? They say, this person. Somebody, or a friend of mine, I was preaching to him, he said, no, I don't want to go to heaven. Heaven will be boring. Places where this person is, this person is, this person. There will be good music there. So I want to go there. Say, I will commit. Say, God will throw me far. I'll be so far, I will land in heaven. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not be deceived by the enemy. In the name of Jesus. So, make up your mind that you will arise with eternity in mind. Let me quickly get into what I have to say today. There is no way you'll be heavenly minded or eternity minded if you don't understand. At least there's something you are holding on to on earth. There's something that you know about eternity or something you don't know that is making you not to plunge into it. It's not even in some people's thoughts. They just live their lives the way it comes. You break people's hearts. You make choices. You do everything you do, not with eternity in mind. First thing I want to say is that everything on earth is temporal. Everything on earth will be meaningless and useless when you get to eternity. If the position before you, tomorrow and today, please choose tomorrow. Because today is passing easily. In this world, it's been said that no condition is permanent. Who has heard that before? In eternity, every condition is permanent. If you go to hell, you'll be there for life. There's nothing like, God will say, I've changed my mind. If you go to heaven, you'll be there for life. If you are living in one boy's quarter, how do we know? Jesus said, I've gone to prepare. He said, my father's out there, many mansions. May you have one. In the name of Jesus. In eternity, there's no promotion. There's no improvement. There's nothing like, thank God, there's nothing like testimony, praise the Lord. I was level 8. They changed me to level. No. Anything you come into heaven with, anything you have, an eternity is forever. So, there is a reason why you don't make an investment right now, because you're not thinking of eternity. In 1 Corinthians 15, I want to start reading to you from verse 41. In fact, you ought to read the entire 1 Corinthians 15. Very interesting read. But I want to read from 41. I will stop at 50. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. Glory means beauty, means royalty, means prosperity. Please, when you just see glory, don't imagine smoke. It means importance. So also is resurrection from the dead. Not all of us have the same glory. That's what Paul was saying. The body is sown in corruption, but is raised in incorruption. My God. So all that we live for right now, think about what you do every month, every week, every day. You are living for corruption, but it will be raised in incorruption. At best, maybe you're 120. But in eternity, you are there forever. How come you'll be living? In fact, life expectancy in Nigeria is 60. So you'll be living for something that's transient. God forbid. In verse 42, verse 43, it is sown in dishonor, but raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, but raised in power. It is sown in the natural body, but raised in spiritual body. There is a natural body. There is a spiritual body. Go to John 3:6. I'm going to come back to verse 44. John 3:6. That part of you that is the flesh is flesh. That's all. That part of you that is capital S spirit is small S spirit. So there's a spiritual body. There's a natural body. Peter calls the man on your inside the hidden man of the heart. But that's why Paul says physical exercise profits little. But godliness, so the man on the inside wants to be like God. Godliness means being like God. I pray for you that your whole body will be sanctified. The Greek says through and through. The English is holy. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not just have a facade in church. Inside you, you will look like God. In the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 44. It is sown in natural, but it is raised in spiritual. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Please don't forget that. There's a natural body and there's a spiritual body. Verse 45. So it is written, the first man became a living being and the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. I wish I could exegete all of that. However, the spiritual is not first. Verse 46, give me the KJV so that they will understand what the Bible is saying. Howbeit, that was not the first which is spiritual. In other words, it's not the spiritual body we have first. Adam came before Christ. It's not the spiritual we have first, but that which is natural afterward is spiritual. Go back to New KJV. I just wanted to show that. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural. Verse 47. The first man was of the earth. So there are lots of people that all they live for is earthly. Made of dust. Go to KJV. Let me show you something. The first man is of the earth. Earthy. That's the word I wanted to show you. A lot of people are earthy. Have you heard before when they say someone is vain? Before they become your friend, they look at your bag. They look at your shoe. They come outside. They see you off to the car park or they wait at the car park. They want to see the car you're carrying. Before they be your friend, before they respect you. Everybody that meets you has a measuring line. They want to know where to place you. When they ask you, so when did you go to primary school? When they come to your house, it's not because they're interested. They want to know where to place you. Oh, that person went to Harvard. It's just dressing like that. It changes everything. Because they're earthy. They don't check out your spirit. Remember when God told Samuel to go and anoint? You're looking at me strange. Am I saying strange things? When God told Samuel to go and anoint in the house of Jesse. When he saw Eliab, he said, surely this is the Lord's anointed. Samuel, that known thing that he said fell to the ground empty. And God said, man looks at the outward. In other words, man is earthy. I look at the inward. Come on, talk to me. So if you are godly, you ought to look at the inward. Come on, talk to me. There are people with integrity, you do. They are not your friends. There are people that love God, they are not your friends. Say, I have contacts. I just thank God I have contacts. It was when I came to Abuja that someone was saying, you know, I dressed the president's wife. I'm thinking, why is she telling me? Have you read Ephesians 2:12 before? Ephesians 2:12. I'm coming to verse 47. At that time, when you were without Christ, being aliens, they are aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of the promise. Read the next thing. Having no hope. Having no God in this world. So go to verse 47, 1 Corinthians 15. The first man is of the earth, is earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. So there are two people you can see. People that are earthy, people that are vain, people that live, they go to school. I don't care how much you pray. If you went to your hometown and you see people, they call engineers, they call professors. Oh, a politician showed up. 1,500. protocols are in front. There are a lot of things. People are even shouting in front of his car. He has come. He has come. No. And you say, Lord, when will my home be like this? That prayer is not correct. That prayer is not correct. Can you not pray that God will prosper you? You can. But there are some things the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The Bible says, your father knows that you need these things. There's some prayer point that should be out of your life. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added. The Bible says the Gentiles seek after these things. There are some prayer points you must take out after today. Some churches are trapped. They are trapped. The message of the pastor, remember, it gives us all things richly to enjoy. There's nothing wrong with prosperity message. There's nothing wrong with something, with you having something. But if that's what you live for, that's what you value, that's your value, that's how you choose friends. No. There's something wrong. Everything will be wrong. You know, somebody with a bad leg was carrying a luggage. The thing was not straight. They were trying to adjust the luggage. Oh, and somebody looked down. Adjust the foundation and the luggage will be straight. It's the foundation that's your problem. Your values. The way you choose what you choose. In Colossians chapter 2, chapter 4, verse 12. Colossians 4:12. Are you alive? Epaphras, who is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers. What was the content of his prayer? That you may stand perfect. He didn't say that you may have a car. Oh, I don't even know where to turn to. Everybody is looking at me strange. And complete in the will of God. Some of you are proud, you are cocky because of what you have. Let me tell you something. From my experience, God will touch those things. If he loves you, he will chastise you. He chastises the son that he loves. He will make sure that nothing stands between him and you. I pray in the name of Jesus. When God shows up in the name of Jesus, he will find you so doing. You will find it so doing. Amen. Let me quickly say there's something glorious about the earth. Let me read. I'm now in verse 47. Let me read from verse 48. I'll get to 50, then I'll exit. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. It's called Adam because it came from Adama. Adama is the Hebrew word for clay. Adam. It's called Adam because it came from clay. But there's another man made in Genesis 2:7. God breathed a man. He was just a cadaver. God breathed into his nostril and it became a living being. There are two creations. There's Bara, there's Yatsah. Yatsah means it was made from clay. Bara means it was made with no raw material. So, as you're seated here, there's a part of God within you. I don't care who you are. I don't care the nickname they call you. That's why you're in church today. That's why you're listening to this message. There's a part of God within you. That's why when you do the right thing, something tells you, I've done the right thing. There's a part of God within you. And I pray that part will torpedo the part of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout amen like fire? Hallelujah. Now I'm now in verse 49. Hallelujah. And as we have borne the image of the man of the dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot. That man, that dust, bag, shoe, car, all those cannot inherit the kingdom of. Now, it did say kingdom of heaven. There's a difference between kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is a location. Kingdom of God is not location. is the way God does what he does. Kingdom. The way the king operates in his domain. Kingdom of God. Bible says that it's difficult for a camel to enter the eye of the needle. A rich man is difficult to enter the kingdom of God. In other words, you can't believe God for things when you have the money. Talk to me, somebody. You can't believe God for something. You can't, when your money can buy land anywhere in town, you can't say, God, where should I buy land? You don't think about such things. You don't operate like God. Come on, talk to me. You don't operate with the kingdom of God mindset. I say, if you want to arise, you must arise with eternity in mind. You must arise with eternity in mind. Don't forget, you have been promised a life that now is and the one that is to come. But please don't only believe in the world that is sensual, that is passing away. You must operate and win the two. Let me get into deep things. Hallelujah. Now, if I'm telling you earthly things and you are looking like this, if I start telling you heavenly things, some of you will walk out of the auditorium. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 4, I want to read to you from verse 9. Matthew 4 on verse 9. And he said to him, all these things, let me read from verse 8 because of time, because some of you will be wondering, what is this? And again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain, my God, and showed him the kingdoms of this world. Some of you are over a kingdom, media kingdom, oil kingdom. That's why you're cocky. Do you know who you're talking to? You put a little bit of baritone in your voice. Do you know who you're talking to? I see it over. You're talking to the CEO of... You remind me of Lucifer. I'm telling you, it's not a mistake. You remind me because he brags like that. God doesn't brag like that. Jesus never bragged like that. You must be humble. Don't allow the passing pleasure of this world bounce you off. It's not enough to attend a church. You must rise with eternity in mind. He showed him all the kingdoms of this world and his glory. Glitz, my God. I used to attend a party in those days that we would go in a convoy to another town. My God. And all of us were. Phew, hazard. There's something wrong with protocol. But who says there's no glitz on earth? Let the person come and tell me. What about clothes? My God. You wear clothes and it will not be under your feet. That's what will give you self-esteem. Brother, why didn't you go to church? NEPA took light. I couldn't hire my clothes. So you came to church to display clothes. The day you had a new cloth. Oh. From Wednesday, you've ironed your clothes for Sunday. Ah, Akbar. There are months of your birthday that you want to invite people. You will be coming to church consistently. Every Sunday. You know why you're in church? You want, hey, how are you? I'm doing my birthday. So, just to let you know. When? 31st of December. You. So, you will come to church back to back because one person is still remaining that you're not told. What about a pastor like me? I just stop people from standing up when I come in. When I come out from here, everybody stands up. Then I walk in majestically. Then when they sit down, when I sit down, I will tell people, sit down. Somebody will say, who is that guy? He says, it's not a pastor. Say, one day. Like a Chinese man. One day I'll be a senior pastor too. People that got called, they still have trouble. Not talk of you. You are called because you saw glitz and glamour. Oh, your wife wants to be mama. Say, who is that person? Say, Pastor Mondele, who is she? She's the mama of the mama. My God. And you wake your husband out in at night. Say, hey, sweetheart, say, I want to be mama. Don't let thou arise like that. Arise with eternity in mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The nature of the glory of this earth is transient. So don't allow that thing to enter into you. Let me say one or two things and we close. We continue tomorrow. When Jesus was confronted by the devil, I want to read to you from verse 9. Matthew chapter 4 verse 9. Are you getting something? He said to him, all these things I will give to you. Look at the condition. If you will fall down and worship me. You know the trouble? Some of you want the glitz. You want all those things. You want to take a picture. You want all those things. But you don't want to fall down. That's the confusion. Some will fall down. No, they are not the people I'm talking to. But I'm talking about some people. They don't want to fall down. I love the phrase, fall down. May you not fall from where God placed you. Yeah. Your friend tells you, see, I can't give you money. You say, I know. Don't give me fish. Teach me how to fish. Anybody you've not seen in 10 years, when you see them, be careful. Watch very well before you allow them to enter into you. Because in the space of 10 years, people may have changed. They may have joined cults. Things may have happened to them. If you don't have a value, if you don't stand up for anything, you can fall for anything. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You not fall for something. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 4, I'm trying to skip some things because of time. I want to make 2 points before I close. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, look at what Jesus said. He said, get thee, give me the KJV version. I'm still going to get back to this, but I want you to see. He said, get thee in, Satan. Get thee behind me. He puts them behind. No wonder the prince of this world came to Jesus and found nothing in him. Do you know you don't have eyes behind you? So when he puts the enemy, the cars, the glitz, every single thing, there's nothing wrong with those things. But if I have to bow, I want to be a governor. They say, well, in this state, you have to join cults. God forbid. God forbid. I will only be governor for 8 years. And I will burn forever. If you don't have that eternity in mind, you'll say, I'm already in hell. You'll bow. That's where I'm going. We will give you contract. How much is the contract? How much? Just change your religion. Don't stop going to church. Let your wife be praying and give her another room. Come and join us. Then you go on the weekend with the boys. But your mind is telling you, this thing, how long would it be? You can pay for this. You can pay for holiday. If your wife says, I had a dream. This is happening to you. You just send them on a holiday. Go and enjoy yourself. But you are born in a life. What did Jesus do? Jesus put all those things behind him. Tap your neighbor and say, put it behind you. See, when you see somebody shining, thank God for their life. God can increase you. God can enlarge you. He gives us all things free, but I'm not going to live for those things. I have found out that when you chase after goodness and mercy begin to run from you. So we are supposed to be following you. As I follow God's will, as I do what God wants me to do, they'll be following me. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Goodness and mercy, all your life shall follow you. Mercy shall forgive your sins. Goodness shall supply your needs. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. He treated the glory of this world in such a way that is behind him. You see spiritual people. They are born again, but not with money. When it comes to money or business, they will tell you, I'm not born again, no enter this one. No. Your values must still be. That doesn't mean you are a fool. But your values, you must be instant in season and out of season. Because I have a reason with eternity in mind. Child of God, think about it when you want to, as you leave this service, think about it. What you are about to do tomorrow, do you have eternity in mind? Have you considered God? The Bible says in Colossians 3, verse 2. I'll read some 5 scriptures to you and I close. Set your mind. Things will come, but set your mind. Why are you praying? Why are you fasting? Earthly things. And you don't have it. Or maybe you have it, but not God's way. You know why Jesus, when the devil said, he took him up. Why didn't he stay there? Because whoever takes you up, we maintain you there. If you want God to maintain, you have to come down and let him take you up. God will take you up. I don't know what happened to your amen this morning. I said, God will take you up. Look at the word set. It's not something that happens haphazardly. It's not something you were born with. Set your mind. Woman, talk to your husband after the service. I'm not interested in some things you are interested in. From today, I want to set my mind on the things that are above. Brother, tell your wife, if she's like the Lot's wife, say, don't look back again. We in this family, we're not going to look back again. We're going to arise with eternity in mind. We will set our mind on things above, not on the things on the earth. They will happen. Oh, I was talking to a friend yesterday. I said, the day my daughter graduates from school, I was telling him sarcastically, I would take drummers from Ekiti, like my father did when my sister was doing a matric. 2 buses just landed for matric, no graduation. So when my sister was doing a graduation ceremony, she didn't tell my dad. Said him a matric, they brought 2 buses. They would just bring 6 a graduation. It was a day after she said, we did a graduation yesterday. My father said, how come you didn't tell me? You travel, sir. That will not be your portion. Tap your neighbors. Set your mind. Find a new neighbor. Say, new neighbor. You can see how your voice is coming. If I was telling you what God will do now, your voice will be, you'll be shouting, preach, pastor, preach. I'm telling you, set your mind. Set your mind. Let me preach to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Why do you feel bad? Why are you depressed? Why are you down? Why are you out? It's because you are setting your mind on the wrong things. Number 2, Psalm 62 verse 10. Psalm 62 verse 10, because of time. Do not trust in the oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increases, do not set your heart. Riches will increase, but don't set your heart on them. Never. There was a year, maybe 2009, God told me, tell your bank to remove your number from the alert. Because it was making me proud. Nobody in my family had that kind of money. That was 2009. I would have fizzled out in 2023 if I didn't listen to God. Set your heart. If riches increases, don't set your heart on them. That doesn't mean you not have a financial advisor. That doesn't mean you not know what you have. But don't let that be your confidence. God will take it out. Maybe you're not used to a message like this. Get used to it. Because he's the God, Lord your God. He does not change. There are people that change based on the money they have. Husbands can become proud. Wife can become proud. You can just switch. You think there's nobody that you're not. A Christian can just change. Set if riches increases, be the same person. Let people see you and say, you're not changed. I'm not changed. I'm still God loving. Hallelujah. Whatever God gives to me is under my feet. I don't use God and love things. I love God and use things. I'm preaching better than you're responding to me. In Psalm 91 verse 14, Psalm 91 verse 14, is that because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. Therefore, I also will do something. You can't do lesser than me. I will set him where? Low? No, on high. So there's nothing wrong with you being rich. There's nothing wrong with you dressing well. There's nothing wrong with you, God promoting you on earth. But first of all, set your heart to love God. I'm preaching better than you're responding to me. Because he has known my name. Which means, if you don't know his name, those who know their God shall be strong. And the next thing we see, they will do great exploits. This year, in the name of Jesus, you will do great exploits. I say you do great exploits. In Proverbs 23 verse 5. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? No way. Will you set your eyes on that which is transient? No. I asked one lady in Lauren Church. The lady was related to me. I said, give me 3 reasons why you want to marry this guy. Said, number one, he will buy end of discussion. Now, if I gave you end of discussion, now you will just give your driver. End of discussion. That was what she married. Some people marry jobs. Some people marry suits. Some people marry, it talks well. You marry language. English is just a language. Doesn't mean the person is intelligent. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly themselves. They can make themselves wings, riches. Money in your account, you just grow in. In the bank account. In case you are an account officer, you are hearing, just know that. Proverbs 23 verse 5 is becoming reality, your bank. Like my auntie said, the devil is just stealing my money. She's from deeper life. My father said, no devil is in your house but your son. He said, how do you know? He follows me. He said, I have 2 boys. I can tell you. No devil in your house. Tell your son to see me. By the time my father finished interrogating the boy, my father presented the boy to my aunt. This is the devil that is stealing your money. They fly away like an eagle towards heaven. Your wealth will not fly away. Amen. That amen is not correct. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In 1 John 2:15, I love this. I'm not closing yet. I still have 3 scriptures to share with you. Do not love the world. Now you understand what the world is. Do not love the world or the things in the world. Don't love. He doesn't say don't use them. He said don't love them. My friend, I think it was the first person we invited to preach in Koza. I said, wow, are you late? He said, I put on something and the Holy Spirit told me, go and pull it off. So in changing, I came late. I kept thinking, why will the Holy Spirit doesn't have what he's doing again? He will tell you to pull something. Only God knows the intent of his heart. Maybe when he stood in the mirror, something told him, my God, are you not looking like you stepped out of GQ? Say to your neighbor, when the Lord blesses me, those things will be under my feet. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You can't. So foundationally, the reason why you're not who you thought you should be, why you think this born again thing is a church thing, is because there's something wrong in your foundation. I will share on this I will read maybe to verse 17 if we have time. Later. Matthew 6:19. Matthew 6:19. Are you getting something? In Matthew 6:19, the Bible says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroys, where thieves break in and steal. I say this under God. There's a woman that armed robbers came and they told her, if you don't give us your gold, this happened when I was in secondary school. Somebody that worked where in a school that I went to said, give us your gold and your trinket. She said she didn't have, and she buried it in the ground. And they raped her two daughters. And she still didn't give them. She buried it in the ground. That's a woman that has set her heart on earthly things. That will not be your portion. Arm robbers will not even come to your house. In Luke 12:15, I'm rounding off. Luke 12:15, and he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. What is covetousness? To take something that doesn't belong to you. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Somehow you have thought your life is about what you have. That's why when you don't have those things, you say, I'm just useless. I'm just down. Huh? Where at school today, they call some men capable men. Capable. Say, that man, is it capable? It's capable. In other words, you can build for your in-laws a house. You can buy things. May I not plan my retirement or my future on someone else? God will bless me. Now, people will give to me, but it will be their privilege. In the name of Jesus. Anybody here, it won't be that if one child doesn't give you money, or one in-law doesn't give you money, or somebody doesn't, you will not survive. That will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All of us, for example, and I want to inspire you, we give our mom money. I give my mother-in-law money. But it's my privilege. They have what it takes. Don't say, I'm just training my children. They will. No. Don't do that. Train them because you love them. Do what you got to do because you're doing it for God. Not because you're thinking one day, one child will be there. No. They will be there. But it will be their privilege. In the name of Jesus. Tap your neighbor, say, my life does not consist in the abundance of what I have. Say, I'm not about things. Say, I'm about God. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Some people are so vain. You can't be their friend. They won't even talk to you. You're talking, you're greeting, they're bony because of material things, because of earthly things. Those things can change. But in eternity, everything's permanent. I pray in the name of Jesus, you'll not miss it. I share with you my last scripture in Philippians 3:17. Philippians 3:17. Hallelujah. Brethren, let me read to you from 17 to 20. Brethren, join in following my examples and note those who so walk. Note those who walk like that. As you have us for a pattern. In verse 18. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now I'm telling, even we weeping, that they are enemies of the cross. They are enemies of the cross. Verse 19. Whose end is destruction? Whose God is their belly? Whose glory is in their shame? Who set their mind on earthly things? Verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven. from which we also eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus, you'll be successful in the two worlds. In the name of Jesus, God will reward you. All your prayers, all your fasting, every single thing, your kids will make money early in life. Your things will be easy for you. God will help you. Everything you need to fulfill your destiny on earth, in the name of Jesus, receive it done. You will not muddy the water. You will not spoil what God has started. In the name of Jesus. And at the end of the day, you will make heaven. Eternity will be real to you, and you'll be successful in eternity. You will not miss it. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Say to your neighbor, say, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Say, narrow is the way that leads to life. Rise to your feet. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise. That as your people rise with eternity in mind, as they rise, you will support them. We pray for this church as one church, that in the name of Jesus, nobody here will hear the message in vain. Pray for all the campuses, Lagos, Port Harcourt, Ilorin, all the campuses in Abuja, they will not hear this message in vain. Let their lives be glorified as Jesus Christ is glorified. Let them reign with Christ Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. That's not everybody. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I heard your word and I believed your word. I confess Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. I believe he came in the flesh. I believe he died on the cross. I believe that on the third day he was buried. And I believe he resurrected. I believe he's seated right now at the right hand of the Father. Therefore, everything Jesus did by his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, I receive in this human spirit. From today, I'm a new creation. From today, I'm born again. I'm a citizen of heaven. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a hand if you believe. Come on, the Lord. Hallelujah.